guys! We have two special BKFK birthdays to celebrate! A huge happy birthday to Lucia! We hope you enjoyed your BKFK birthday story with all the magical creatures that came to your house to give you your special letter. And the second gigantic happy birthday goes to Lucas. We hope you enjoyed your special Harry Potter story and your letter delivered especially for you by Hedwig the Owl.
Thanks, Ruby. Remember, listeners, if you would like a special BKFK birthday bundle, find out more by going to buykids4kids.co. A very special listener would like to introduce himself.
Hi, my name is Alex. I am 7 years old. I am from South Africa and I love doing jiu-jitsu.
Thank you, Alex. And now let's find out who the stars of the episode are.
Hi, my name is Evelyn. I'm 7 years old. I'm from Sydney and I like running around.
Hi, my name's Liat and I'm from Minnesota. I'm 9 years old and love reading Harry Potter books.
Hi, my name is Scarlett. I'm 11 years old and live in Sydney and I really like sport.
My name is Adeline and I am 7 years old. I'm from Los Angeles and I like to read and dance.
Well done, guys. Good job. Okay, Ruby, over to you.
Marsha and the Bear. Many years ago in Russia, there lived an old man and an old woman. They lived in a little wooden cottage next to the forest with their darling granddaughter called Marsha. Marsha was a clever girl. She was also very adventurous. One day, her two best friends, Maria and Katerina, came knocking at her door.
Hey, Marsha,
said Maria.
We're going into the forest to collect berries
and mushrooms,
said Katerina.
Wanna come?
Great idea,
cried Marsha, and quickly snatched up her basket and ran out the door.
Hold on, said her grandmother. Where do you think you're going, Marsha?
I'm just going to the forest, Granny. I promise I won't be long, and I'll be very careful.
Well, okay. But please, girls, stick together. Don't go wandering off alone. And be back no later than lunchtime.
Yes, Granny,
said Marsha. And she and her friends laughed as they went skipping into the forest. They soon got to their favorite mushroom patch and were rather disappointed.
Oh no,
said Maria.
It looks like someone has already gathered mushrooms over here. There aren't any left.
We just have to find another patch,
said Katerina.
Let's split up and search for one.
No. My grandparents said we should stick together.
It's okay. I have a plan,
said Katerina.
We can make sure that we're not too far from each other by making sounds every few seconds. I'll make an owl sound like this. Hoo-hoo!
Good idea,
laughed Maria.
I'll make a wolf sound like this.
Oh! And I'll make a monkey sound,
said Marsha. They laughed at the idea and then spread out in different directions. As Marsha walked, she could hear her friends.
Oh!
Hoo hoo! Hoo hoo!
And then she made a monkey noise.
Oh, oh, ah, ah!
She heard them again a little later. And then she heard them again, but a little softer.
Ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ooh, ooh, ah, ah.
And then she heard nothing.
she gave a loud monkey call.
Ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ooh, ooh, ah, ah.
No response. She'd lost her friends. She ran back to where she had last seen them. She ran as fast as she could, tripping over roots, getting tangled in vines, and stumbling over rocks. She ran and ran, but she could not find them. After a while, she stopped to catch her breath. Something caught her eye. Through the leaves in the forest, she saw a clearing, and in the clearing was an old wooden house. She ran to the house, hoping to find help. She loudly knocked at the door.
Hello?
But there was no answer. She knocked even louder, and the door creaked open from the force of her knuckles.
Hello?
She called again as she stepped into the front room. The place was rather messy.
Hello?
She called again, but as she did so, the door slammed shut. And standing between her and the door was a great big hairy bear.
Aha!
It cried.
Just what I've been waiting for. I have got you where I want you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, please, Mr. Bear,
wailed Marcia.
Please let me go.
No, you are my prisoner. I will never set you free. You will clean my house, and you will cook my meals.
Marcia was too terrified to refuse, so she picked up a broom and began to sweep the house, while the bear lay down on his sofa. Once she was done, the bear said,
"Very good, and now I would like you to make my dinner."
"Very well,"
said Marcia.
"I'll make you a pie."
But then she had an idea.
Mr. Bear, my grandparents will be worried about me. If I don't come home, they will gather all their friends and send out a search party to come and find me. Why don't I make them some pies too? And you can bring it to their cottage with a message from me. Then they will know I'm fine. Then I can stay here with you for as long as you like.
The bear thought this was an excellent idea, so Marcia began to cook her pies.
When will they be ready?
In 1 hour.
Well, I'm going to lie in the sun for a bit.
Okay, when the pies are ready, I'll put them in a big basket and leave it in front of the door. But you must promise that you will not eat the pie yourself. I will climb a tree and watch you, so I will know if you eat it. But don't worry, your pie will be even tastier, and you can have it when you get home.
I promise,
said the bear, and he went outside for a nap. When he woke up, he saw the basket standing in front of the door. He picked it up. It was very heavy. He set off for the grandparents' cottage. After a while, he stopped. He could not resist the delicious smells of the pie. He began to open the basket with one of his claws. Came Marcia's voice.
I see you. No snacking, Mr. Bear.
The bear looked around in surprise.
How couldn't you see me all the way here?
He muttered.
She really has excellent eyes.
He picked up the basket and continued. It was quite a long way, and he was working up an appetite.
I'll just have a little taste,
he muttered as he began to lift the lid of the basket.
No. Mr. Bear, you promised.
Again, the bear was shocked. Marcia was clearly an extraordinary girl.
He sighed and heaved up the basket again and continued his journey. At last he arrived at the grandparents' cottage. They heard the bear coming and wisely stayed inside. They peeped out of the windows and watched him. He came to the front door and put the basket down. He sniffed at the basket and groaned with hunger. He began to open it one more time when he heard Masha scolding him.
"Really, Mr. Bear? You are doing so well. Leave the basket and come home, then you can have your own pie all to yourself."
The bear was amazed that she could see him from so far away. But he was excited at the idea of eating his pie that he turned around at once and ran home as fast as he could. The grandparents opened the front door and looked at the basket. They opened it and inside they found the pies and Masha. The clever girl had been inside the basket all along. She told her grandparents all about her adventure. They laughed at how she had outsmarted the bear and sat down to eat Masha's delicious pies.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.